Kara Fleischer says the need for clean, breathable air was the reason her family came to Tallahassee.
My baby couldn't breathe where we lived, you know, and that was man-made. That was from the cars and the power plants in Atlanta, and Atlanta's very smoggy. And my husband's business is still there. You know, he has to telecommute, and it's we just can't live there.
But even though the air situation is better in Tallahassee, Fleischer says her crusade against air pollution is by no means over.
So this is something that's keeping me up at night. I've got kids, and they have asthma issues, and I finally just said, you know, this is going to be what's important to me, and I need to share it.
Which has led Fleischer to become a true activist on the issue.
I got involved with Citizens Climate Lobby and Moms Clean Air Force and started a creation care group at St. Paul's United Methodist on Lake Ella. Started the blog with the paper and just kind of have been doing everything I can just to, you know, voice the concern.
That everything included a lobbying trip to Washington, D.C. last week. Accompanying Fleischer, the little girl whose breathing issues helped spark all that activism, her daughter Lauren, now 13 and a high school freshman at McClay this fall.
This is the first time I was like in the Capitol and doing climate change things. It was incredible. It was so cool to meet with Gwen Graham and all of like the aides of the Congress people. It was really interesting to see like what they do on a daily basis and like that they're here for us.
Kara Fleischer says they had an extended chat with Congresswoman Graham, who was very supportive of legislation to reduce dependence on fossil fuels and promote more sustainable forms of energy.
Taking the time to sit with us, engaging the kids in conversation, and really share with us. She's a mom. She gets it. I mean, she got it all, and she was so warm and welcoming. And we really left there feeling encouraged that she is going to fight, and also hopefully that she'll run for governor.
So far, no official confirmation from the Graham camp when it comes to that widespread rumor. While in D.C., Kara Fleischer says they also got a positive reception from the aides of Florida Senators Bill Nelson and even Marco Rubio. During his recent presidential bid, Rubio had said repeatedly he didn't believe human activities had any real impact on climate and that no government intervention could impact climate one way or another. Of course, as important as legislation and government policy is, there's also the need to educate average folks on the issue. Lauren Fleischer says she's been talking to her classmates about it and is dismayed by their reaction.
It was kind of shocking to see how like uninformed some of my classmates were, and they just truly like didn't understand the importance. Like they would be talking about like, oh, we can put it off for like 30 years or something, but the truth is that if we don't do something in 10 years, it's going to be out of our hands and it's going to be a huge mess. It's going to be much harder to fix.
A fix that will fall firmly in the laps of Lauren Fleischer and her generation. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.